Do you believe Pekin enjoys a regional reputation as a good place to live and do business? What would you do to improve or enhance Pekin's reputation?
I do think Pekin is a good place to live. But Pekin does have a lot of improvements. Just as an example, the Court Street. We was allotted with the Veterans Parkway. The state gave us $30 million. We got another $500,000 from a grant. And $14 million of that was earmarked for Court Street. Well, now we only have $6 million left. I think the way to make Pekin better is if it's earmarked for it, to do it there. Not to take it out of one fund and put it in another one. If it's earmarked for downtown, it should go downtown. If it's earmarked for roads, it should go there. I think everybody in Pekin should have a voice in this.
Thank you. Mr. Dennis.
Yes, I believe that there, after hearing a lot of conversation, that there are a lot of things on the table that need to be taken care of in the city of Pekin. A lot of plans, a lot of aspirations for the city, which is needed. But I think that it's imperative that the city planners, the ones that are in charge of the budget, the fiscal budget, the ones that are in charge of daily operations, and the ones that monitor the employees of the city, rein in the costs of the city before anything can be done. So we can talk all day long about what needs to be done in the city, what else needs to be improved, the appearance and so forth. But to be honest with you, until the city reins in the costs and becomes fiscally responsible, I don't see anything changing from the status quo.
Thank you, Mr. Dennis. Mr. Juckums.
I do believe Pekin is a great place to live, or I wouldn't be here, and I wouldn't be sitting in front of you wanting to run for council. I think we need to push what are the great aspects that we have in City of Pekin. I'm not just saying this because I'm a teacher, but I think we have a great education system in the City of Pekin. You have hardworking teachers every day who are committed to your children. The City of Pekin has some great property for business expansion. At the same time, the city also needs to push the affordability of the City of Pekin, and things like garbage fees and extra user fees do not help that persuasion to the City of Pekin. If we have a lower trash fee than other regional areas, then we need to be pushing that we don't have a fee compared to other cities. It is part of the advertising of the City of Pekin of, here's what we have to offer. We have a great park system, great schools, and it's a great place to live. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Keiser.
Well, let me say that I think Pekin is a great town. I raised four of my children here. They all went through Pekin High School. But I think we do have a perception problem outside of Pekin, and I'll tell you why. If someone goes to buy a home, look for homes in the area, what is one of the first things they look on those realtor sheets for? They look at how much the property taxes are. And when they see the property taxes in Pekin are really high, I think that hurts our image. And then when they find out that all the other fees and that our government's rate of spending is going up so fast, I think they're reluctant to come here. And we can fix that. We just need to cut the budget and look for places where we can save money and not tax the citizens so much.
We didn't come to Pekin to say it's a bad town. We came to Pekin because we enjoy Pekin. It's a good place to live. We enjoy what we have here. We have some fantastic golf courses. We have a fantastic park system. Being on the school board, I am very pleased and proud of our teachers and the education that we provide to the students of this town. I have lived in 13 different cities, and I just can't compare our parks to any of the others because we outshine them in many, many ways. We just have a lot to offer. The only big concern I have and complaint that I hear from people on the outside is those one-way streets, I've had a few tickets.
Thank you, Mr. Knutz. Mr. Lane.
Pekin is a great small town, but it's going to have to take a lot of departments working together to solve a lot of the problems that they do have. But one thing is for sure, everything costs money, but yet we have to remember we cannot break the taxpayer by charging more and more contingency to solve some of the problems. So we got to put our priorities in line. But if we don't, then that we break the taxpayer down is who's going to be left to pay the bills. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Luft.
Pekin is an awesome place to live. As Mr. Juckins says, if it wasn't, I wouldn't be here. But let's be honest, folks, as far as doing business here, we have some serious issues on the outside and the way people are looking at us. And they're looking at us because of what's going on here in these chambers. And that's what has to change. And I'm going to be honest with you, and if I get in here, that's how I'm going to be the whole time. I've been contacted by developers, business owners, talked to our local legislators. It's not pleasant. The view of here is not pleasant, and that's not fair to the community because we're better than that. As I look out here and see all the people that I know here, that I've known since I've grown up with, that I see on the streets when I work, that I've been to their house to do work, it's embarrassing for me to take these phone calls from these people that are expressing the image that they have that's in our newspapers and that's up here on the council. I'm here to try to change that. I desperately want to see a change.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Richardson.
As I said, growing up here in Pekin as a 12-year-old boy, there was no better place in the world. My friends and I, we would be out in the park from sunup to sundown some days. And I just have a great love and affection for this city. And in some ways, I'm still that 12-year-old boy, even though I'm in a 37-year-old body now. But I went away to Bradley to school, and the first interview I ever had was here in Pekin to be a teacher at Willow School. And when I went to that interview, it went well. They offered me the job. There was never any question about coming back to Pekin. This is my home. Shortly thereafter, that first year, I met a pretty amazing young lady who's with me tonight that was from England. And I said, hey, you want to come to Pekin? And she was like, well, I don't even know what Pekin is. but each time we made our home here, each time we come from the hospital with our three children, we put them in our in these school systems. I agree. We have one of the greatest school systems around, and this is our home, and I'm incredibly proud. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Schmidgall.
When we chose to move back here, we chose to live in Pekin. We live downtown, run a business downtown. With housing, I think it's tough because not everyone gets assessed equally in this town. Everyone gets the fees, the ordinances, you know, it just keeps piling up, the tickets from the ordinances. And if you don't follow the rule, you're going to get hit again. So I think that's got to change for housing. Business-wise, we need to stop shifting our dollars from small businesses to big corporations that genuinely don't care about our town. They care about where their money's going, how they're going to get money in. I think if we reapproach that situation with more of a communal aspect, more of a feedback from the people and what they want, what they think the city needs, then I think we'll be on the right track.